Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, as the world simplifies and streamlines, I'm hearing of a new trend in insurance that is starting to emerge. It's called needs-matched insurance. What is it? Well, a stripped-down, no-frills approach, which is tailored to meet specific needs. I guess education, maybe funeral cover. And it's starting to gain some traction in South Africa. So let's talk a little bit more about this. I'm in conversation with Arno Janssen van Vuren, who is Managing Director at FutureWise. Arno, a very warm welcome. So maybe just explain to me what needs matched insurance is and how does it differ from more traditional insurance models?
I think it's all in the name. It's literally traditional life insurance that's reimagined to fit the consumer needs to a T. To say, listen, we're not going to leave you with the work of having to take the big payouts the insurance gives you, try and figure out how does this meet your needs, how do you reinvest it, how do you draw down, what do you do? It's a product that specifically is designed to change with your needs and to meet those needs in the way that's the most simple to the consumer and that delivers a better experience all around.
And Arno, specifically aimed at whom?
So, I mean, it depends on the product. So, as you mentioned, your funeral product is the first example of a perfectly product market fit needs match insurance. There's a big cultural demand for a burial and for a funeral and for support after a death. And insurance companies came to the player to say, listen, these traditional life insurance products won't meet those needs. And they designed something to specifically meet that need for that community. Now, if you look at something like education, that's something that's brand new. We're bringing it to market in FutureWise. We are saying every parent has a need to make sure that their kids' education is covered. And the best way that we see that need being served is the education insurance policy that is designed to do exactly that. So it depends on the target market for the product and the actual need identified. But in the case of education, it's ubiquitous for all parents.
And in fact, you draw a nice analogy. You compare the shift to the rise of budget airlines. So maybe just elaborate for me on how affordability and simplicity is shaping consumer choice. It really is gathering steam, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, if you look at the time air travel just got introduced for business and it was a very lavish experience. It's big seats, it's champagne, it's meals. You pay for the full experience. And people started to realize, listen, the need here is to get from point A to point B. So in Europe, a lot of the low-cost airlines came in and South Africa a little bit later that trend caught on. And now today we literally just pay for the seat. And if you want anything more than that, it's additional payments. And maybe the total cost of flying has gone up, but the cost for the need of getting from point A to point B is a lot cheaper because you're just booking the seat, you're just meeting that need. So I see a lot of that in all the products that you can look around. There's a basic stripped-down version. It's cheaper, and there's more choice for people that feel that their needs include maybe the buy-up options and all the extras and all the frills and the fuss, and we see the same thing in insurance.
So, Arno, you talk about fewer underwriting requirements, obviously lower premiums, but here's the question. Yeah. Are there trade-offs in terms of coverage or security for policyholders?
I think the trade-off that you make, Jeremy, is that you are not covered for every potential thing in the world. You are looking at a niche of education or in a funeral policy for a funeral. A funeral policy is a lot cheaper than a 10 million rand big lifestyle lump sum insurance coverage. It's not supposed to do the same thing. It's supposed to cover you in the event of a death and for the burial and for the events for after the funeral. That is the trade-off that you're making. You don't get comprehensive peace of mind across all your needs. There is a specific need that's being met brilliantly. Same thing with education. If you have needs outside of just covering your kids' education, there's different products to do that. And then maybe specifically talking to your question about underwriting, the less underwriting you do, generally the risk to the insurance companies is higher and therefore the premium might be higher. In the instance of education, it's such a niche product and it's such an interesting, the reason for the cover and the structure of the payout limits a lot of the risks inherently. So it's a lot more difficult to commit fraud via an education policy, so that risk isn't priced in. And there's a few examples of selection that traditional life insurance have to price for that education policy won't. So there's always these swings and roundabouts, and you'll win a bit and you'll lose a bit. But in terms of needs match, that's where the argument sits.
What I'm also hearing you say is that it's incumbent upon consumers to do a little bit more homework themselves and maybe even put some pressure on their brokers.
Absolutely. So I think what we're trying to do in developing this market is a big education role to say, listen, these things are out there. Look into it. Look into it yourself from a direct-to-consumer perspective, but also start asking your financial advisor about this. And we are more and more also like marketing into trade and into the industry to get brokers aware of these solutions so that they can proactively also speak to their clients, because people are underinsured. So just adding another lump sum on top of the traditional life insurance via their broker is not going to be the solution, but asking about a niche tailored product to actually make up that gap and the difference is where it needs to be. So it's a bit incumbent on policyholders, on the general public, but I think brokers also need to get ahead of the game.
So in conclusion then, where do you see or what do you see as the future of needs matched insurance in South Africa? And I'm wondering, beyond funeral and education, if there are other areas where this model can be applied?
Absolutely. So I think one of the ones that we haven't spoken about is like a reducing term cover that covers your outstanding bond. And if your insurance is with a bank or a provider of a home loan, then your cover automatically goes down as the bond is paid off or increases as the bond is increased. And that's another example of needs match insurance. So I just see the products being tailored more and more and more towards need. So you'll see niche players like FutureWise come up and will serve specific needs. But I think if you take a longer term view, the incumbents will have to get to a place where their cover isn't one size fits all, where the work isn't incumbent on the broker or the policyholder to make sure that the cover fits their needs, but that the products dynamically adjust to do that. And that trend has started. The train has left the station. It's not going to come back anytime soon.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Arno Janssen van Vuren, who's Managing Director at FutureWise. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.